the satellite. Body loving every size. Feel the vibe and energize. No shame, no fear, just joy. Every curve.
And welcome to another Chubbs Gone Wild. It is a fabulous Monday, August 3rd, 2026. It is episode 653. Wow, that's amazing. It's also 104 degrees and sunny in Chubbland. Are you enjoying the heat?
Well, I'm not hating it. It's just... like last night, as we were discussing, there, even though I have all my fans, the whole house fan, it's 68 degrees outside. It still felt, I was 73 and 72 in the house, and it felt warm. It just, it wasn't refreshing. Thankfully, I've got a pool, so that helps.
Yes.
Oh, no. And I figured out how to get out of the pool. What I had been doing was I had been putting it in the chair because we do it over at Clint's house. Uh-huh. The chair was in the wrong place for me to get out. And now it's in the right place and I had no trouble at all.
Excellent. Yes, that's one of the things. If I ever do have a place with a pool, I will make sure that there are some shallow steps getting out and a nice railing.
I don't know why no one's putting in fucking railings.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I mean, when we grew up as a kid, everyone had railings on their pool. You couldn't do it without putting them in. And now, at some point, probably when Reagan was governor, they probably got rid of that. And it's just never been pushed back into place. But I mean, if it's a public pool, they have to have the railings. But it's kind of like, why do old people buy old two-story houses?
Oh, I know. I thought about that too. I'm like, I would not. I don't like steps. Well, I mean, you know what I mean. I would not have a two-story house, and I would not have a pool that did not have an easy way for myself and any pets to get in and out of.
Right.
So yeah.
We don't think enough about aging for ourselves, and the government doesn't seem to care. So. That's really what it comes down to.
Yeah. But they do care about the little children because you do have to have a fence around your pool these days.
Yeah. Right.
So anyway, all right, it is 35 days until Labor Day, 89 until Halloween, and 144 days until Christmas. It's almost time to start adding Canadian Thanksgiving to our list, if that's still allowed. We'll have to check the new charters. Anyway, it is. Let's talk about Patreon real quick. Patreon offers folks a way to support creators and receive rewards not open to the general public, like special podcasts, videos, books, and more. And we want to thank our amazing current patrons, Clint, Nephi, Nick, DJ Stossage, Framza Univaz, Eric, Sean, Charles, Phoenix Dave, Kingsley, Kathy Bacon, and Moose P. Please visit patreon.com/MattBurlingham to find out how you can be part of our little family for as little as $1 a month. And this month, I want to give all of our patrons an extra shout out because we were able to make sure that we have the domain for another year because of them. So, yay. All right. Let's take a moment to do an affirmation that we may or may not... feel positive about. Let's see. I do not need to understand every step before taking the next one. Wouldn't that be hard to walk? I wouldn't
Nice.
want to go down those steps then. Yeah.
Was that your humor?
No. Well, that was the, I
Because
mean,
I think what they're
honestly,
saying.
okay, if I don't understand the step that I'm on and I'm taking the next one.
No, I think that's finally is a halfway decent thing. It's
Oh,
like, okay,
wow.
you can plan, but you know what? Sometimes you've got to take that first step without a plan, or the next step. Maybe it's going to work, maybe it's not. I get that. But
Okay.
you can't be afraid to take a step without knowing. You can't pre-plan life, basically.
One foot in front of the other.
Well, speaking
Soon you'll be
of
walking out and go ahead.
Winter Warlock,
Yes.
that's the second reference today.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, let's take a moment to find out what the heck happened on August 3rd throughout history. In 19 or 1492, Christopher Columbus departed from Palos, Spain. And can you name the three ships that he was sailing with?
The Pinto, the Santa Maria, and the what's the other one? Is because it's you got to see it. Santa Maria's last. I can't remember the third. The no.
Yeah, there we go.
You don't even know.
Well, I had the damn answer here early, but I cut it off, and it is the oh God, it's okay,
It's
the
Pinto something and the Santa
Pinto
Maria.
Santa, what is it?
Santa Maria is the last one.
Right. Oh my God, why can I not?
Okay, keep going. I'll look it up.
Okay, you look it up. It's so stupid. It's like my brain just went, nope.
Christopher Columbus, three ships.
The Pinta, the Santa Maria, and the. It's in a fucking song. All right. 1790.
Nina,
Nina,
Pinta,
Nina.
and Santa
Yeah.
Maria. So it's Nina, Pinta, not Pinto, and
Okay.
Santa Maria.
Huh.
And why the hell was he leaving? What kind of idiot leaves in August to travel in the ocean? I
In the
mean,
ocean,
especially
yeah.
when it's going to take how many months to get here?
Well, wasn't he like trying to escape something? He wasn't like the best of people, honestly.
Well, come on. Who is anymore? Anybody in power? I question how good they are. You know what I saw on a show recently, and I can't remember what the show was. I'm sorry for not having that. But they were talking about AI. Well, AI is fine. You just have to find, people with morals to take care of the AI, and then it's going to be fine. It's like,
Right.
who are they? Pull those people out of your ass, because I
Right.
don't know too many of those people who won't, that don't go, well, I would like to, like the thing with Grok, it was taking pictures of 15-year-old girls
Oh,
and
yeah.
putting them on naked people,
Yeah.
and then pawning them off as, oh, it's what this girl actually looks like. It's disturbing. It really is.
Well,
I
and then
mean, I wouldn't mind
generating
it.
images of kids
Yeah, you're
and
right. But
stuff
even
like that.
adults, how would you like it if you're a 42, let's say you're married to a congressman in Ohio, for instance, and he's already beaten you up and broken your daughter's collar.
Oh.
Are you going to trust him not to pop your picture on some 15-year-old, well, who knows, even anybody, and then go around,
Yeah.
look, here's her nudes. I mean, whether she's
Right.
42 or whether
Yeah.
she's 15, it's all disturbing and it's bothering. Oh, that's not one of Timothy's questions, is it?
No, not this week. I'm
Okay,
sure it'll
okay,
come up though.
okay. Sorry.
But
Go ahead.
no, I actually understand because I am getting tired of hearing this constant AI slop to describe anything AI, because the difference is AI slop is when AI gets something so wrong, like five arms, or three eyeballs, or that type of
Or
thing.
the fact that
That,
none of those women were actually in the Golden Girls?
yeah,
That is
right,
not B.
exactly.
Arthur?
That is what is AI slop. But like, I use AI for work. I use it for proofing. I use it for generating, images for my work that I do for my nonprofit, because it's one thing that's going to be up there for like one day, and it will take me literally, 7, 8 hours to be able to design something that is, and this is like, I can do it in 5 minutes, and it's good.
I
But
know.
I know how to do it, so
And you've
I can
got,
proof it. I can make sure the information's right. I can make
and you
sure
have a
that
moral
it, you know,
compass. There you
yeah.
go.
And we're not using it to make money. We're not using it for nefarious reasons, that type of thing. So I think it can be a really good tool. And I get tired of like people thinking that everything AI is bad. It is here. You need to get used to it, and you need to use it appropriately.
Correctly.
But I do think that all that shit that you were talking about and everything, I hate all that
Well,
shit.
and that's what I said. And so they were asking the guys, so how do we prevent that from happening? Do we have to write code? Is there, what do we have to do to stop that? And he goes, you hire the people with, good morals, and then it'll
Yeah.
be fine. And it's like those people don't exist in most businesses. So and it doesn't matter if there's just one, the whole thing fails. So,
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely. All right. Let's see. Next up, 1795, the Treaty of Greenville opens much of present-day Ohio to American settlement. 1923, Vice President Calvin Coolidge is sworn in as the 30th president following the death of the president, Warren G. Harding. 1936, Jesse Owens wins the first of four gold medals in Berlin, Nazi-occupied Berlin.
oh,
And
well, yeah, I remember the pictures.
yes, Jesse Owens is awesome because of that. Let's see, 1958, the U.S. Nellis becomes the first submarine to travel beneath the North Pole. 1982, Michael Hardwick's arrest under Georgia's sodomy law sparks a landmark LGBTQ rights case,
Wait,
which,
just a second.
yes.
So, the North Pole is just ice.
Yeah, pretty much.
There's no land.
I don't think so.
How about the South Pole?
There, Antarctica, yes, that they do have land, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah, we can always look that up at some point and verify it, but yeah.
Ask AI. Go
Oh,
ahead.
okay. Yeah, they'll know. Then see. Okay, so Michael Hardwick's arrest in Georgia sodomy law sparks LGBTQ rights landmark case, which was later overturned by, of course, Lawrence versus Texas. And then 1984, Mary Lou Retton earns two perfect tens to win the Olympic all-around gymnastics gold medal. I think I watched that. That was so amazing. Do you remember when I, what was her name? Carrie Strub?
Yeah.
When she landed and like fricked up her foot, but she stuck that landing.
Oh
Oh
yeah.
my God, that was a moment. I mean, I actually cheered out loud. It was
I
amazing.
remember it definitely was one of those moments that I think that's what people feel like when like football teams kick a goal.
Yeah.
But for gay boys, it's the gymnastics.
Right.
And she didn't even she you know it wasn't even a great what is it, the horse, pommel horse? No, was it
Yeah, the
pommel?
pummel
Yeah,
horse. Oh my
it
God.
wasn't great, but she
Right.
finished it. She just had to finish it,
Yep.
and then he carried her off. What
Yeah,
a moment.
I know. It was. All right. And then in 1996, Los Del Rio's Macarena reaches number one on the US Billboard Hot 100 and became a worldwide sensation. All right. Well, there were some celebrity birthdays on today, which is 1926, Tony Bennett, 1940, Martin Sheen, 1941, Martha Stewart, 1950, John Landis, the film director. We have 1959, John C. McGinley. And if you don't know who he is the actor from Scrubs. And then 1990 or 1979, we have Evangeline Lilly, the actress from Lost and Ant-Man. And of course, we did lose a few people. Notable deaths on today: Lenny Bruce, the comedian and social critic, 1966; 1983, Carolyn Jones, actress from The Addams Family. She was Morticia. And then 1995, Ira Lupino, actress for and pioneering film director. Very sad. Okay.
And yesterday was our good friend Charlie's birthday. And
Yes.
tomorrow is Brian's birthday.
Who? Yeah. Yeah.
He was
Happy
just sent he
birthday.
he just sent me over this singer who sounds like Karen Carpenter.
Oh.
And it's funny because she's British, and you can that's it's like Karen Carpenter with just and then in the background you're going, I hear the British accent, you know, just to, and if I wasn't paying attention, I wouldn't, you know, it was so
Right.
good. But she released an album with songs that Karen Carpenter sang, but also Sailing and a Bread Song, Make It With
Oh, I love
You,
those.
and a couple other, I think Mandy's on there. So
Oh, wow.
it'll be, which is what I've been trying to figure out how to make AI. Make me an album of Karen Carpenter songs that she never sang.
I
So,
could actually probably kind of help you with that. Now, it wouldn't be her voice necessarily, but it would be very close.
right.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, the woman should have sang Killing Me Softly with his song and
Oh,
First
yeah.
Time Ever I Saw Your Face. There's no reason why she had,
She would have
you know,
been wonderful with that.
And I'm just thinking because on YouTube I keep finding things like, oh, she was on the Sonny and Cher Hour and she sang this song, and she was on Tony Bennett's Christmas special and she sang this song. So
Yeah.
it I'm because of the YouTube being the fabulous thing it is, we're getting like little treasures, little treats every once in a while that
Yeah.
pop up out of nowhere. So,
I
yeah.
love that. Yeah. That's how I found the Halloween special with Paul Lynde
Oh, I've
and
got a copy on DVD if you ever want to
do
borrow it.
you? No,
Yeah.
I watch it every year on YouTube. And I watch it just to see those wonderful witches, Witchy Poo, and of course, you know, Linda, was Linda? Linda Hamilton? No.
Margaret.
Thank you, Margaret Hamilton. I knew it was one of the
Linda
Hamiltons.
Hamilton's
Very
Terminator.
different, right? Okay, moving on. Let's see if we celebrate any holidays today. I bet
Wait,
we
do we have any our birthdays of our listeners? Did you do that?
that comes next.
Oh, that comes next. Okay, sorry.
Okay, so holidays today. It is Airplane Crop Duster Day.
Oh, I crop dusted, but not with an airplane.
Imagine I was gonna. I knew you were going to. You or Sean would have. And then we have Clean Your Floors Day.
That's this Friday.
Yeah, I didn't. I'm not doing that today. Thank
Well,
you.
that's when the maid comes.
Oh, I need one of those. Oh, now here's one you definitely would have celebrated. Grab Some Nuts Day.
Okay.
Yeah,
Maybe.
maybe. And then we have National Watermelon Day.
We've got some in the fridge, but I'm just not in the mood.
Yeah, I like watermelon, but it's so messy. And for some reason, as I've gotten older, messy is yeah, messy.
Well, I'll tell you, if you just cut the rind off, put it into a container.
A good
Then
idea,
you
yeah.
just pull out pieces, because the messy part of it is you're trying to eat it off the rind,
Oh,
and it's our fat faces are too fat to, you almost have to pull the rind backwards.
right.
Otherwise, you get the barbecue beef rib face, but
Oh,
in sticky, sweet watermelon, which is not fun, not in a beard.
right. Oh, definitely. It's also National Goat Cheese Month. When's the last time you had goat cheese?
I've got some in the fridge.
Really?
I don't use it enough. It's so good. Everyone says, "Oh, it's too strong. It's too strong." It's like, no. What are you people talking about?
It depends on what it's in.
Maybe it's just the fact that you say ghost cheese and everyone freaks out.
That could
I
be
can
part of
taste it.
it
It's
too.
wrong. It's just wrong. But yeah, it's I mean, you put it in salads and you can put it on like crisps and stuff like that, and it's really tasty.
It's also National Eye Exam Month. When's the last time you had an eye exam?
Well, it's been a while, but I haven't had any notable change in my eyes. So if I did, I would go immediately.
I think mine was probably a year and a half or so ago. My eye guy, I mean, he's very good, but he always gives me that kind of weird vibe, you know? And then when he's one of those like, and here's my home number, then, you know, if you have any changes that you can just call my cell, and I'm like, that's inappropriate, sir.
Wait, is he cute?
I don't know. It's one of those, it depends on how long it's been. All right, moving on. It's also been Nelson Mandela's Decade of Peace, and I'm all for that. All right, let's see if we have any birthdays to celebrate, and I imagine we do since I had like seven of them this morning.
I only had
Where's
two.
really? That's
Yeah.
odd. All right, let's see if we can get this page open. Open, 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 open. There we go. All right, happy birthday to Kevin Roby Stens. We have Kevin, Joshua, Brandon, David, Don, and wait a minute. Okay. There we go. All right. We also happy birthday upcoming to Martinez. Oh, two people in a row that passed in just like the last year. How sad. Gail, Tiffany, James, Jason, Sean, Adrian, my cousin Adrian, who I found through one of the genealogy sites. Jason, Kimberly. Stewie, oh, little Stewie, and then we have Ann Tracy, who's one of the amazing local theater people who we worked with for
Oh,
many
so
years.
Ann Tracy. Yes, I thought you were going, Ann Tracy. And it's like, wait, did he just say Ann Tracy or and Tracy? And then you clarified it. So thank you.
Yes, and yeah, she was quite fabulous.
No, she was. She was one of the and yeah, she was just great. You knew you were going to get a good show if she was directing.
Yeah. All right. Time for chub hugs, and I want to send out some chub hugs to people with tooth pain. We'll talk about that in a moment. And then also to sweet caravan friend Stacy. She had some heart work done, like I don't know, stents or repairs or something going on, and she also has an autoimmune disorder, and it's taking her a little bit longer to heal. But just want to send her some love.
Well, I just found out my sister has the autoimmune thing right now, and she's been getting these. I don't know how she gets them, but she's been getting like blisters on one finger, and then now it's on the other hand. But I mean, it's not like blister. It's more than a blister. It's disgusting, is what it is. But you know, she'll be 83 three this year in 2 weeks, in
That's
two
superb.
weeks, and she's got these things, this thing on her hand to the point of where it's very painful. And because I've had something similar to it where I had a infected follicle and it created this big, bubbly,
Oh, I
terrible thing.
remember you talking about
Yeah, it was
that.
not fun. And of course, put your hand in your pocket, it kills you. It was my right hand, so if I picked up a pen, I grabbed anything, it hurt. I mean, like, hurt. So I know what she's going through. So I'll go ahead and throw out some chub hugs out to my sister. But also, I was, and it kind of made me giggle, but not in a good way. Well, kind of in a good way, but it shouldn't have been. And that's Lazy Bear was this last week
Oh, yes.
in Guerneville, and there is a fire to the, I guess, the west of them, and the whole place was engulfed in smoke, the same way everybody east of Seattle and Oregon and Canada, just this smoke that's out there. And a lot of it still has to do with the fact that the federal government doesn't want anything to do with helping the forests out.
Oh, you didn't hear about that?
It's a big problem. Well, remember when he came here and said that oh, you got to rake the, and he, because he doesn't understand what raking is. He
Well,
thinks you're raking out leaves out of the thing. So he's a dummy. And did you hear that he's put out the Canadian fires by turning on the faucet that is on the California Canada border?
Oh my
Yeah.
God.
Yeah, the man doesn't even know there's two fucking states in between California and the Canadian border. So, I digress. But
Well, and not only that, but actually he has started, he said something recently about that he's been ordering that the National Parks or Service or something like that they have something put down on the ground to stop the forest fires or something like that. I don't remember exactly, but
well,
he's
so
a
anyway, back to my
freaking
chub
nutball.
hugs. And it's not just those places I mentioned. It's Europe. It's Spain and Portugal are having a real time with this. So is Oregon and Utah. It's everywhere,
Well, and
everywhere.
we on the West Coast is now having the whole heat dome thing.
Right, which doesn't help.
No. No, sir.
Well, within 7 days, we're going to be down in the 80s again.
Oh, you know, I'll take the 80s over this shit.
Yeah, me too.
Sure. All
So,
right.
yeah, moving on, moving on.
Okay. We have the some in our feedback. Mr. Sean says, never understood why people clap or cheer when the plane lands successfully. It feels like they're telling flight crews, you did exactly what you're supposed to do. Good job. It'll be like cheering every time a restaurant got your order right. Some restaurants, but actually for me, I think it would feel like, you're like, yay, you did it with, even though we didn't believe in you in the first place.
Well, it's like, yay, we didn't die. Because, I mean, for years, the nobody quite, well, even now, people don't quite grasp how planes work. So I think that's most of it, is that people just are like, I don't know, I don't know. Because I you if you watch, well, you haven't been on a plane. The time that the plane is the quietest in the cabin is on the takeoff and the landing. And there is a collective sigh of relief when we've landed, and like especially in Maui, because when you land, there's a lot of wind on Maui, and it goes straight through the airport area, so it gets a little rocky, little rocky. And actually, they had a plane that was so bad a couple of years ago that people had to be taken to the hospital. And that's because people don't prepare for landing. They don't have their seatbelt on, which is the seatbelt not being on is the worst thing. Or they didn't put their laptop away or something, and it hits them when because you bounce when you land a little bit. Anyway, So, I yeah, I it. That the only thing I can think of is that people were just so scared of planes, but needed to use one, that they clap because they're just happy to not be dead.
So,
Speaking of that,
speaking of,
somebody
yes.
else who's happy to not be dead, I guess, is Mitch McConnell, since we haven't heard anything from him. And it's interesting because I've heard of many people in the hospital that say he's not there. They said there's no security in the building. There's only security outside the building. They haven't seen his wife coming in or out of the hospital. So I honestly think that he's somewhere else at being kept alive.
Well, I love the when they released that second picture, and like one of her family friends was all like, "Oh, she would not be caught dead in that outfit." Like, well.
That's a $12 dress from Chico.
And you can see
No.
her black bra underneath. Oh,
And
hell no.
it was showing.
Anyway.
Yeah, sorry. Okay. Second person, Glenn Hanzar, the Academy Award winning, Grammy Award winning singer, songwriter, guitarist, and actor who rose to international prominence in 2007 with the movie and movie musical Once. Well, I should say movie and then the musical, because it became a musical on Broadway. He died of a motorcycle accident at 56 years old.
Oof.
So, and he won the Oscar for Best Song for Slowly Falling, which is
Oof.
beautiful.
Yeah.
And then he won the Grammy for the cast album of Once, which was the movie and the musical. So anyway.
Wow.
And finally, we had Vincent Pastore, the mobster from The Sopranos, known as Big Pussy.
Goodness.
He died at 80 years old.
No. Well,
So,
what happened this week with you?
okay, well, let's see. On Big Brother, we got rid of Jason, who is Selena S. Titties. In on Ru RuPaul, well, his professional name is Selena S. Titties, but Jason got sent home. He was conniving too openly, and the guy who was the head of household doesn't like gay people or drag queens, so that didn't help
Of
much either.
course.
And we've been talking they've been talking about it online, so. Although he is really cute, that's beside the point. The fact is, he's a homophobe. Hate him. And this week, we're getting one guy. What's his name? Drew. He has hair like me. But
Oh,
it's funny
Dick
because
Duchess.
he gets out of the shower and he lays on the couch and hangs his head over the side of the couch and combs his hair and lets it dry that way.
Gosh.
It works. No, it really
Yeah.
works. Yeah. Unfortunately, I don't have to hang my head over because this new stuff is so. It's like you comb it, you can bring a hurricane by and it's not moving. Maybe some water would make a difference. I know when I got out of the pool, I did have quite interesting looking hair, but that's beside the
I
point.
got my hair cut.
I saw that. Excuse me. On Project Runway. A lot of drama on Project Runway. And they've got, oh, what's his name? One of the judges, he's super catty and bitchy. And I'm trying to, it's, damn it, I just can't think of his name. But he's really fun because he's catty and bitchy. It's like somebody will, dress will walk down and he'll lean over to Heidi and go, "That is gross." And it's like, oh my God, he's so fun. But he got in a yelling match, well, kind of not yelling, but let's say a bitch match with one of the drag queens from RuPaul's Drag Race that was on the show. There were actually three, two drag queens, and one actually, one of the guys is a costume designer that's worked with RuPaul's Drag Race and with a lot of drag queens. So it's been interesting. It really has. It's been fun. The best part of it though is Christian Serrano.
Oh, yes.
He is so, talk about catty. He is so much fun to watch. Heidi, little, actually, if you think about it, Heidi's always been kind of the boring part of the show.
Yeah,
She's
but
pretty to
she
look
can be
at.
mean, though.
That her meanness is nowhere near these other ones. Still enjoying Miss Pat over on Paramount Plus. They had a really good episode. Well, I guess what's really been shocking me is that the very like the first or second episode they were dealing with was one of the girls' friends is non-binary. So it was a whole episode on letting people be whoever they want to be, which I didn't expect for a BET comedy, actually, I don't even expect it for kind of a ABC comedy either. It's because everybody's so, I'm afraid to bring up these things.
Oh, definitely these days, yeah.
And they just, but the episode they had on, I'm trying to remember what day, which episode, it was like the sixth or seventh episode, was just dealing with things that, I mean, well, the last night's episode dealt with adult black men who couldn't control their emotions because their fathers would never have control. Well, like they go, "Dad, you really need to go to a therapist." And he's like, "I don't need a therapist. What are you talking about? I don't need a therapist." "Well, you lost your job and that's been hard on you and you've been upset lately." "I'm not upset, and it's just like, okay, yeah. And they, it's kind of nice because honestly, I didn't, I expected this to be a bottom of the barrel laugh comedy, where I did not expect there to be any storylines that would be thought-provoking per se. So good for them. That's over on Paramount Plus now because Paramount Plus for some reason decided BET didn't need to have its own streaming that they got money for. So we're going to put it in with Paramount Plus and not charge you any more for it. I still don't get this. I don't get it at all. Anyway, back, I told you we're back on Big Mouth and Cougar Town. And something that's been bothering me are these reels. Like, especially the ones where, for some reason, it starts off with a woman taking a milkshake and pouring it on top of a homeless person, or pouring it on top of a dog, or something where they're being cruel to somebody, and then the a person comes up and goes, "Oh, I'm so sorry they did this to you," and the dog licks them, or they help the homeless man get back. I like the ones where like this one with this woman, she had like a fruit stand or something, and they kicked over the fruit stand and laughed at her face, and then the dog comes over, follows them home, and then shits in their car. See, I want, if we're gonna do, you gotta have a payoff on these things. I don't get it.
I get what you're saying, but I hate that type of
I do too.
video.
I don't understand why. I mean, at least if you're gonna do something that's supposed to be funny, but if you intentionally cruel with no payoff does not work for me. And the other thing is, I'm getting tired of, and I know why they're doing it. They're doing it for hits and comments, is when they go, "Oh, here's name the best picture about gangsters," and none of the movies are about gangsters. And because it'd be The Godfather, but or Godfather Part Two, not listed. It'd be listing The Wizard of Oz and Gone with the Wind, and just wrong titles. Just wrong titles, and it drives me crazy. And then you go and look in the comments, and it's like, "You're stupid. That's not even, you don't even have a listing of a movie that's about gangsters, and you got 100 of those,
Right.
and
Have you
they're just going ching 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 ching.
seen the ones where they ask stupid, they post stupid things like, it was the one this last week. It was this woman made my child cry. My child just wanted to pet her dog and went up to pet her dog, and she pulled the dog away and yelled at my child not to do that, and that she had a yellow harness, and basically it's supposed to be that her dog, the dog is reactive and you don't approach dogs and, like that. You have to ask first. Anyway, but the whole thing was my child cried because of this woman. And then there was a bunch of like, oh, well, they should be on a leash and this and that. And I said, yes, they should be on a leash. Do they have leashes for children? Because that's the problem. Teach your kid not to fucking approach strange dogs.
I know, but there's no payoff with that. That's my
Well, yeah, but the
problem.
thing is that question isn't a real question. It isn't a real, oh my God, my child. It's just to get you to react and put click,
Right, which you
Facebook.
did. So
Yeah.
you fed
Because I thought it was funny
you fed the cash
myself.
register.
Yeah, but you wouldn't believe how many people go into these huge, long depth, like, fuck off. It's spam. Come on.
And funny thing is, I haven't seen those. I guess I will now because
Yeah,
we've talked about
probably we
it
talked about it,
in front
so.
of my phone, so that's usually an indication I'm going to hear it later.
Yep.
Anyway, moving on. Ride the Cyclone. What happened was I was watching a review of a show called Ride the Cyclone, and they said that it's playing in England right now, and it said that that this is not the first time. This is a you know it's a little musical. Short musical, one act musical, about these kids who get killed on a cyclone roller coaster, and now they're stuck in a middle dimension. It doesn't matter what the show is. The fact is, I found an older version filmed beautifully, and I got to watch it a few nights ago, and it was like, okay, I'm good with that. I don't mind watching. I was watching The Producers with Nathan Lane in it. Somebody had a slime tutorial on that one, and Matthew Broderick in the original cast. It was really quite fun to watch, even though I'm sure I don't know how they filmed it, because when that came out, I don't remember there being little camcorders. I'm just thinking those are the ones that you used to put on your shoulder, and
Oh,
so
yeah.
I don't know. I'm grateful for it either way. Right now on Apple TV, there's a show called Lucky, which is with the girl from the Queen's Gambit, and she's running from the law and the bad guys. And then Silo, which has just come back. Actually, I'm doing a kind of a, well, I'm not doing a Matthew Burlingame, but kind of. I'm waiting for the series to finish because my binging is I'll watch one tonight and one tomorrow night, and after 10 days I've watched the whole season, where
Right.
you like to sit and watch the whole season in one sitting. So I've been waiting on that one. And then where else? We finished up Hawk over on Netflix, and that's with Will Ferrell and Fortune Feimster, about a pro golfer who's had his career's been up and down. He had a big fallout years ago, and he's just this small town guy from Yuba City, California, which is also funny because for our listeners that don't know, Yuba City's about 40 miles from us, so it's fun. It's always fun when you think it's in your own neighborhood. Okay, and then we did watch Scream 7 over on Paramount Plus.
Oh, yeah.
And this is the brand new one. Joel McHale is in it now, and they've got, of course, Courtney is back, and then whoever played Sydney, I can't remember her name. They're all back, and then the news story is that the main character has moved to the small town that no one, and thinking no one knows who she is, yet of course the killer does, and he's found her, and he's going after their daughter. You might not like it. There's some gross out in this, more so than I th maybe not more so than usual, but there's this one scene where they're rehearsing Peter Pan, and one of the girls is up in the she's playing Tinkerbell, so she's flying across the stage, and of course Ghostface comes in there, locks down the thing so she can't get up or down, and as she's flying back and forth, he keeps cutting her and cutting her, and then at one point her entire digestive system is on the ground. That
Oh,
might gr yeah
no,
that might
thank
gross you
you.
out, but it was, you know, as these go, it was fun. It was, we thought we had the killer, and you know, they, oh, we got the killer, and Sean's like, oh, that was quick, and I go, oh no girl, we still got an hour left, there's another killer. So it was a fun movie, and they did a lot with AI, by the way. So not in the movie, the characters were using AI. The bad guys were using AI.
I imagine the film itself was using CG,
Quite possibly.
which would be, or CGI, which would be a version of. Anyway.
Okay, so the other thing I want to mention, and it's like I had a listener say, okay, you talk about how you're not watching as much TV anymore, but what are you watching on YouTube? So I've got three channels I've been watching a lot of. One of them is it's a channel about theater, and I found it a couple years ago when I was in New York, and or I came back from New York, and this person who's he's called Mickey Joe, and his fiance Erin James, they had gone to New York, and they had seen a lot of the same shows that I had seen, and so I was kind of back and, you know, watching them back and forth to see how what they thought of the shows, and it's kind of fun. And then he's an online play critic in London, and he goes and sees everything basically, whether that not he gets paid for, they pay him to do it, but now he's getting to the point where the smaller shows are going, come interview the cast before we get started, because you know they can use it for social media and all sorts of things. So but he's really interesting, so smart. You know, I reviewed for years, and he's so much smarter than I am, and he's like 30, you know, with his reviews and how he the way he shows I've seen, and he talks about them and tells me things that I didn't know about the show that I should have known or figured out, you know, like Death Becomes Her, and he'll make reference to something. I'm like, oh my God, that's exactly what that was, wasn't it? Damn it, why am I so stupid? So he's really fun. Mickey Joe Theater is what the channel's called, and if anybody's interested in because he does New York twice a year and sees like 14 plays in 2 weeks, if not more. I think he saw 20 right this last year, because he was seeing matinees, evening performances. He was seeing midday performances where I mean, any place he could kind of click in an extra show, he was doing it. And it was, you kind of feel like, yeah, okay, that's good. Now I feel like I'm aware of what's happening in theater. And the other thing that's funny is since they're out of London, nobody, I guess, has a car in London, because they're always taking the tube and then walking to the where they're supposed to go. And I'm thinking, I mean, they do a lot of walking. I mean, I'm exhausted after watching some of their shows, because he does review shows, and he also does once a week where they're taking to the different theaters, and we get to see merchandise at each of the, you know, whatever they're selling as merchandise. We get to see the curtain call. He tells us about the theater. It's really interesting. Now, the other two I'm watching are both gay guys who are living the life I wanted to do. I wanted to be a pot farmer in Willits, California, but I aged out. I aged out. So we got these two guys. One's Todd and Rob, and they have a. I sent you a thing yesterday. They have a place up
Oh,
in the
yeah.
hills. The hills in northern Georgia, and so they get snow. They get all year long. They've got thunderstorms and rainstorms. So, and what they're doing is they bought this place and they're basically turning it into a garden area. It's so beautiful. That's Todd and Rob. Really fun. They're mid-40s, and Todd does tend to walk around a lot with no shirt on. So. That's
Oh.
not bad either. And he's got that bubble butt, so that makes the package look big in the front and the package look big in the back. He's cute. Rob is too. And then the others are called Two Guys with Some Land. And these guys are they're also called the Fruity Farmers. And what they did was they're mid-20s, and Scott is 23. I'm not sure what his fiance Evan, how old he is, but they look close to the same age. And they have a farm in North Carolina, so I'm pretty sure that Moose must know who they are. I'm kidding that, but he might know who they are, but he usually when they somebody goes, oh, I know somebody, I met somebody who's from California. Do you know them? It's like
He's
there's 30
hundred
million
miles
people here,
away,
probably not. But so Scott and Evan, they have a lot of land, and they raise chickens and turkeys, and I honestly I don't know if they're we haven't gotten to the part where they're going to eat them. I don't know. I'm not
They
sure how
might
they.
come
Yeah, I'm not
in.
sure. But they do get a lot of eggs, and they like all kinds of exotic chickens and birds. They've got a baby cow. They got some goats, emus, and
This is
they haven't got an
sounding
ostrich
familiar.
yet. But they're a lot of fun. Scott is always shirtless, and he's very flirty. So that doesn't hurt either. But that's the two guys with some land, and Todd and Rob, and they're both interesting. They're very different from one another. Todd and Rob are more about aesthetics, and Scott and Evan are, this is what it takes to run a farm, and so really fun stuff. And I think that was it for me, but I will keep everyone. If I find some new stuff, I will share. So
Cool.
go.
All righty. Well, that was fun. Let's see. For my week, I have been I'll just get out of the way what I've been watching real quick because it's been practically nothing. I've been watching the Doctor Who, Matt Smith. It's still the Amy years. However, they just introduced Oswald, Oswin, Oswald, the Forever Girl. It was her first episode where basically she crashed and she turned out that she was a Dalek. Anyway, it's fun. Some of the episodes are really, really, really well done, and I'm enjoying them. And then some of them are like, okay, just get on with it. You're just making him mean. I think they've tried to make him more cruel, not cruel, but harsher in the last few seasons because they were transitioning him into Cabaldi, who was the mean doctor. And anyway, so fun. And then it is still on discount. You can get all the seasons on discount on Fandango, so you can just like buy them for as much as you could go rent them or find them on or like 2 months of Disney. You could have all of them. So, yeah. Actually, less than that. 1 month of Disney without commercials. You could have all the seasons of
Aren't I
the
thought
Matt Smith.
Disney I thought Disney owned all of the Doctor Who's.
No, the well, they don't anymore because basically they caved with all the pressure with the new guy with when they changed it to a black gay doctor. They finally said, "Oh no, that's enough. The fans don't like this. We don't want anything to do with it anymore." And so they basically fucked off with it. So anyway, but yeah. All right. There we are with that. And then other than that, I've been watching Naked and Afraid XL seasons 1 through 5 so far. And that's the one where they go out for 40 days. They take a 40-day challenge. They all go out in tribes. So there's like four, I think four sets of three of them broken up, and then they all go out and then they stumble onto each other. And by the end of the thing, they've all become one big tribe, and it's all about group dynamics and blah blah. And man, I'm telling you, for people that are supposed to be all savvy about survival and have met each other and all this other stuff, there's a bunch of some of them are just such naive, unknowing jackasses. I know that they put him purposely on the show because it's going to cause, drama and make for good TV. But there are some times when I'm just like, what are, I am not a survivalist, but even I know not to do that. Or I know you need to do that, or, that type of
Well,
thing.
come on. Look how many people go onto these survival places and they don't know how to make a fire.
Well, yeah, and not only that, but they've been like survival, they're survival trainers for like decades. And they
Oh,
go on,
see,
they're like,
yeah.
I'm a survival trainalist and I work in the outback of Australia. Of course, they don't talk like that if they're from Australia, but they're just like these, oh, yeah, I've got all these skills and everything. And then they get on there and they're like, you don't know what it's like until you're out here. I need to go home. It's day 7. Like, what the fuck is Mary? Meanwhile, there's like some, like novice fan from NYC who's had like 3 days of training and they make 21 days on their own in the middle of, like, okay,
You know,
people.
if nothing else, why does no one on any of these shows wear glasses? I take my glasses just so I can start a fucking fire.
There are a couple people that do have to wear glasses, and there is only
Stupid.
one person that I remember who
Don't yell at
actually
me.
did that, who actually purposely brought their glasses not only so they could see, but to light a fire, and they did it that way. So yeah, she was she. I think it was a she. Real smart. So those are the only things that I've been actually been watching. Other than that, it's just a bunch of random stuff. So like my teeth, I last night, for about 6 hours or so, I was in excruciating pain. I've been having the tooth issues coming on for a week or so. Well, longer than that, but they keep going away. So I'm like, okay, so I have a doctor's appointment coming up, same complex. I'm going to make my appointment to have my teeth, basically try to get back into the plan that we had to get my teeth taken care of so that I could get up to where I have a partial for a couple of some of the back teeth that I have not there anymore.
So
So.
what exactly is the tooth pain this time?
So I have two back teeth on the left side, one up, one down, and then there's gaps in front of that. One or both of those te teeth are like seriously all of a sudden decided, yeah, we're gonna tell you fuck off and here, feel this. It was bad. I mean, I was like ready to take any pharmaceutical thing I could. There was one time a long time ago where it was so bad that I was like taking not only a bunch of whatever I could get my hands on, but I took a bunch of NyQuil and other stuff too. Thankfully, it killed the pain and knocked me out, but that was years ago. I'm hoping to be smarter this time about it, but
Roz. Her name was Roz from Monsters, Inc. Sorry. Okay.
Oh, yes, you're
Yeah.
right. That's okay. So anyway, yeah, so I'm gonna call and make the appointment earlier and try to get it back into care. But the thing that pisses me off is all they're gonna do is they're gonna give me antibiotics, tell me to take give me some maybe some I larger ibuprofen, which whatever. And then they're gonna schedule. I had then I'll have to wait for the referral to go through, and then once I get the referral, I have to wait for another who knows how many weeks to get the appointment, and then go in so that they can send me to somewhere else to do the root canal because they can't do it at my actual dentist because who knows why. But so I have to go. They ship everybody out to a special like clinic now that
Yeah.
does the root canals. I'm like, what the hell's my if it were my frankly, if it were my way, give me the gas, knock me out, pull all my fucking teeth, and give me some dentures. And they're like, oh, well, you have some bone receding here and there because you've had missing teeth for a long time, so we can't do just give you regular dentures. And we're like, the fuck you can't. You just want to keep making money off of me for being in pain. I just we need to redo everything.
Well, I'll tell you the root canal places, because I've had root canals at the doctor's offices and then at the root canal place. Actually, I've only had two. The second time I could have smoked a cigarette and had tea while I was at it. It was nothing. It was a big nothing. It didn't hurt. They knew what they were doing. The first one, the guy just kept, well, he threw I was going to say the waitress. He told the assistant to hold my arms down with her body because it was, well, we're out of Novocaine, so your Novocaine's wearing off, but if we wait for it, it's going to take too long. We're just going to go in and do it. Yeah.
I've had where my nerves they are or my teeth are like where the nerve the little last bits of it because they'll shoot it with like poison or something to try to kill it at the same time that they're trying to get out and my whatever is so narrow that they sometimes don't have instruments small enough to get that last little bit.
Well, that's because
I fucking
it
hate
goes
it.
down into the root of the tooth, so far down, and if it gets down to the point, well, the point is probably it's probably too late. They probably should have just pulled the tooth, so.
That's and they keep wanting to leave the teeth, the back teeth for anchors for partials. And I'm
Right.
like, I just want no pain. I mean, I don't care if I have to wait 6 months for dentures and look like, Grandpa Hoosie What's It from the Back Hills. Stop. I don't want to be in pain. So anyway, the other things is so I stumbled on some genealogy stuff. My grandfather, my actual, my father's father, he was married. He got married a second time, and I found her obituary because we didn't really know anything about her except her name. Well, I found her obituary. Not only, she was born to a Mormon family, not a big deal. And then she was married five times. And the names of her husbands were a little hoo-ha-ish, but she was married five times. And I'm just thinking, back then they could have had those black widow women and not even realized it. I think most of her husbands died while she was with them.
Well, that's yeah. Well, it could have been she also liked older men, possibly, and that just it's going to happen naturally, especially in that day and age where, well, a man usually didn't live past 70,
Yeah,
sometimes
well,
not even
he
past
did, but
60.
he died before her as well, like 4 years or so. I'm telling you, if I had that many men dying on me, I'd just be like, nope, not doing this again.
Well, there's always that payout, so.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that was probably what it was. But so I've been doing some geology stuff, and I'm going to start working on my scanning project, which I've been doing over several years, but now I've decided to just redo the whole thing because it's just so hard to track. And then finally, oh, two other things. One, guess what? Last month during the Smashwords Super Sale, I write under several different names, but accumulatively, I sold 500 books. All free. I don't get anything from it. But apparently, when my books are free, everybody wants them. But when I charge 99 cents, nobody wants to take that chance.
Well,
And see, that is a perfect example of what independent authors go through. So,
I know.
yeah.
I've got a couple friends that are talking about how they want to self publish some of their works, and I come back to you and say, okay, I understand, and if you want to do it because you want to do it, that's fine. But if you're
Yes.
going to do it because you think you're going to make a fortune,
Do
start mowing lawns because you're going to get more money from that.
not. Right. It's like you better, because you have to put the authors, the independent authors that are successful are the ones that, and they don't even have to be that good. But you have to put a ton of money into advertising and time into promotions and going places and basically beating people over the head to buy your books. And by the time that you're done, you're basically just breaking even. So,
Yeah, I looked at the Midas book, the
yeah.
WTF. It's $34, I think.
I just bought and I have a bunch of credits on Audible. So when the political books like Brian Tyler Cohen's book and stuff like that, when they come out, I will buy them on Audible because I've already paid for it basically for so I
Sure.
have the credit. I did actually listen to his latest book and it wasn't bad. But at the end I felt like, okay, what's your point? Your whole thing is what do we do when we're done? You know, when Trump's no longer in office, how do we rebuild the country if Democrats are in control finally? And except for him saying, well, we have to be really strong and realize that old shit doesn't work and we have to basically reinvent the wheel. But he doesn't say how. He doesn't, he just goes, I don't know. I wouldn't say skip it, but I would say it was not all that. I did get a copy of, and it's not out until October, but I did buy a signed copy of Jennifer book from the I've Had It podcast, because I do adore them. I love them so much. Their podcast gives me life. So anyway, the last thing is, have you seen these ads for Walking for Badges?
No.
Okay, you will now. It's actually called the Conqueror Challenges, and they you it's an app, and you sign up for the app, or what? And the app is free, but then they have badges that you basically are challenges, and you have to pay like a certain amount. It can be like $19, it can be $40, depending, to be part of it. And then you basically walk. And then, and you, so like you have your phone or your Fitbit, it hooks up to things like that. And then, depending on, and then you walk on your treadmill or go for walks or whatever. And whatever device you have that tracks you, how far you've walked and all that, will report into this app. And then once you hit that goal, like 30 miles, then it will send you the badge, and they're like nice thick like metal badges that are specifically designed for like Rome or Paris or Salem Witch Trials or Mordor. You have to walk 660 miles to get the Lord of the Rings one. And as hokey as that sounds, and also it's basically like you're buying your badge, but you have to still work for it. For some people, that's a big, it's a big motivator. It actually is something that, would get them walking and stuff. And I could see myself, in the right headspace and money, doing something like that.
Well, I can tell you, I don't need no stinking badges.
Exactly. All right. So that was basically my week. All right. Hey, love it or hate it, open concept kitchens.
I love them.
Do you?
Yeah, I don't have one, but I do love them. Well, you know what I like is I like just where your living space is all open. Living room, dining room, kitchen, all open. So that way I can watch TV if I'm in the kitchen. It's just I can talk to people. They don't have to be in the room with me.
Right.
And yeah, I'm a big fan of open concept homes.
I definitely can be. As long as it is a really nice looking aesthetic, then I'm down. Yeah.
Well, of course. I mean, what
Because,
the
especially if you have a party, it's nice to be able for everybody to be able to talk and everything. Otherwise, it's that whole thing where the women are in the kitchen, and you know what I mean by women. The women and the gays, we're all in the kitchen, and then all the men folk and the butch dykes and stuff, they're out
Oh, look at
drinking
you.
beer and yeah. So anyway, but I'm down for that. That's cool. All right. Hey Chubbs, Timothy wants to know, do you think restaurants should display whether they serve Coke or Pepsi before you get seated?
You know, with me, it's like when I'm at restaurants, I usually just get water.
Yeah, me
I mean,
too, these days. Yeah.
well, first, yeah. What was, where was I? It was, can't remember where I was. Where the fries and the drink were the same price as the entree.
Yeah.
And
Yep.
it's like, I've worked not fast food, but I've worked theaters, and I can tell you that even when you're getting the biggest drink, the cup costs more than anything else. And that's cost
Yeah.
about 5 cents, maybe 10 cents now. It's been a while.
Yeah.
But so that's why there are some, if you notice, there are some places you go to that they'll throw in the drink and it's halfway decent price. And that's like In-N-Out does that. And so, yeah, it's just well, to me, if I go into a restaurant and I want soda, and I'll say, I'll have a Coke, and they'll go, "Is Pepsi okay?" And I'll go, "No." So I'll have, and if I want something, I'll have an iced tea, or I'll just have water, but I'm not paying for Pepsi. It comes free, I'll drink it. If I have to pay for it, I'm not ordering it.
See, I get it, and I think most restaurants that I've been to that do that, they do have it ahead, where you can see what the brand name is because they want the brand out there somewhere.
Well,
But
especially fast food.
yeah, but I like the only thing that I don't like is Diet Pepsi. I'll drink Diet Coke. Coke, if I don't like sugar stuff most of the time, but I'm fine with them. But I will not drink Diet Pepsi. They did something to it. It has a horrible taste to me. I don't like it.
It is the cores of soft drinks.
Yeah, pretty
It's just
much.
it's pretty much it's tasteless, and what taste it does have is not good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Hey Chubbs, Timothy wants to know, an Airbnb might be a great alternative for traditional hotel accommodations, but they do come with some strict rules. Breaking them could incur a huge fee. Is it fair to hosts to ask guests to strip beds, start the laundry, or take out the trash before leaving? Or is that asking guests to do unpaid work?
Well, I've actually done with dealt with some of this, where you had to strip the bed and start the laundry and take out the trash. I don't have a problem with that. I mean, the fact is, because what's happening is they're doing this as a business. So if you have to strip the bed, do the laundry, wait for because you only do the washer, they still have to dry the shit. So while they're bringing new linens and they're taking care, it's fine. They still are cleaning the showers and the toilets. It's fine. Usually they're nice locations. I don't have a problem with it.
I do kind of feel like the whole reason that you're going to a hotel, and I know this isn't exactly the hotel, but is because I don't want to have to do all that shit and worry about it and everything. But I don't have a I really don't have a big problem with it, as long as it's in a reasonable expectation. I've seen some of those Airbnb shows where they followed different ones around, and they went overboard. I mean, they basically they were too much. So I think a reasonable amount, like what you just talked about, that's fine.
Yeah, I mean,
Like,
if they want me to clean the shower and vacuum the floors and mow the lawn, then I'm going to go to a hotel.
yeah,
I actually
exactly.
I pretty much I pretty much only go to hotels anymore. We used to do a little bed and R&B do this, and then it was like we got into hotels and it was like, well, it's much nicer. It's better because we were in Maui. When we first went to Maui, we stayed at a Airbnb, and there were lizards in the room. Well, they're pretty prevalent in Maui to begin with, but they're not in my hotel room. Although when we were on the Big Island, a roach came in on the wall. It's one of those, and not a traditional roach like you have in Los Angeles if you're in a apartment. No, or New York. This is the thing was like the size of a plum on the wall, and it was so we got it out and put it out because smashing it would be like there'd be a thing on the wall forever. So
No, I
I
thank
just
you.
and you know what, also the Airbnb didn't have a chair in it.
Oh,
So you either had to sit
there.
on the bed, which I can't sit on bed comfortably, and or I stood. I kind of leaned on the kind of was at the edge of the bed sitting, like it was a chair, and I don't like doing that. It's not very comfortable. So you kind of miss out on things that hotels offer. I want a
Yeah,
couch.
no, I think I would rather do a hotel myself. Did you see that video? Did I send you that video of the dog that comes out and sees the lizard, and then the lizard moves and he jumps
No.
like 3 feet in the air? It's really funny. And it wasn't AI, so that was nice too.
You
All right,
think?
hey Chubbs, Timothy wants to know, hookup app Sniffies removed its live message boards from cruising locations, and some users see it as a sign that the platform is becoming more sanitized or corporate after receiving major outside investment. That messaging feature helped users to share real-time information about safety, police activity, and the general atmosphere at cruising locations. How much freedom should adults have to engage in activities that carry some risk, assuming everyone involved is consenting? Should companies try to reduce that risk or simply provide information?
See, I thought that when you had like Grindr, you didn't need to go cruising anymore. Grindr and Bigger City and all of those different apps, the dating and cruising apps. Why would you need to go to some park somewhere? And because I grew up at a time period where that was the only place that you got to meet people other than a bar. And if you even had a bar in your town. And I know you're going to get on, well, people should do whatever they want. That's fine, but it's just I thought that this would have finished once the apps showed up.
It's
So
because there's a thrill to it. And that's why it is there. They get a sexual thrill. It's the same reason that there are guys who film themselves that go out at 3 a.m. completely naked, lay in the middle of a street and masturbate.
oh, really?
Because yeah,
That's a thing?
because it is how they get their sexual thrill. It's the same reason that people will flash other people their penis or something or whatever on the tube or a bus or something, or sit in a crowded bus where nobody can actually see exactly what they're doing, and they'll jerk off and leave stuff on the back of the seats. And it's,
Okay,
you
so
know,
it's
there's things that are gross and stuff like
okay, they
that,
need
but
to
it's what
stop that
getting that.
then.
I agree with you, but that is
Well,
their
I
fetish.
mean,
That's what gets them
sure.
off.
I get
So that's why
that's
there's still
fine.
apps like Sniffies around.
Okay, that's a problem because if you want I always like the guy who says, "Oh, I'm going to be at this hotel in this room, the door's unlocked. Come in and take me." And
Yeah.
you want to do that? That's fine. That's nice and safe. I
And
mean,
that's another thing.
you may
Yeah.
be killed, but at least you're not flashing people who don't want to see your dick.
Right. And that's the thing, is that a lot of these people, mostly men, but there are some women too, that don't realize is that when you do things like that, when you go out and you flash people, when you go out and you jerk off in public or something like that, where people can see, if you're doing it and people can't see, that's kind of risky. But when people can see you, you are forcing them to participate in your sexual, fantasy, fetish, endeavor, or whatever. And that is a form of sexual assault.
Yes, exactly.
So, anyway, I do think that this is ridiculous for them to take most of that off of there. I think that there should be a level of, and I'm sure there's probably some law, like if they're expanding into some area like Europe or something, there's probably some law that you have to comply to do certain things, and that's probably why they're doing it. But for the most part, I do think there should be apps and stuff like this where consensual adults can go on there and share that type of information. And basically, Sniffies is just a big place to see who's nearby and who wants what. And, it's kind of like the apps, but it's a little bit more immediate. And, so anyway, but I think all apps are going to end up being that way at some point. Some way. So I do, and like I said, I do agree that that's probably overboard, but they're probably expanding into something. There's some law against it. Sniffies is considered one of the like more raunchy hookup apps right now.
Sounds it. Yeah. I've
Yeah,
never
yeah.
heard of it.
Well, and see, that's probably why. It's quite the, I don't have a copy of it, but I know a number of people who are very into the hookup, immediate hookup and bathhouse culture that use it quite frequently. So, all right. Thank you, Timothy. Those are great questions. Now what's in your lunchbox? Well, let's start with Mr. Michael Sage, who sends us an absolutely beautiful photo.
Where is he? Where did he get that food?
He got that down in Ventura.
Really?
Yes, or somewhere right about in that area.
It looked like a vacation picture to me.
It is for him, but not like I expect something like that from like Hawaii.
Right.
Right. So, but this is Lahaina
What?
salad. Lahaina salad with salmon.
Lahaina is Hawaii.
Yeah.
That's Maui.
So he probably
So,
went to a Hawaiian restaurant.
sure.
But Yeah,
Gorgeous.
gorgeous. So, yep, absolutely. And then we have Mr. Moose, who sent in a lot of photos this time, which
I
we
know.
absolutely love. Starting
I'm gonna
with
go out and get Chinese food after this. Thanks. Thanks,
oh,
Moose.
that would be so lovely. I have not had we haven't done takeout in probably half 6 months or so. I think maybe we did some sandwiches like at the start of the year, but we don't do any of that anymore because it's so fucking expensive now.
Well, and once it, because you have to get it delivered,
Yeah.
and once it's delivered, it's either cold,
Or
warm,
hot.
whatever it's supposed to be. It's not that anymore.
Right. Yeah. All right. Well, he says, when I was a kid, Woolworth sold a no-bake lemon cheesecake at their lunch counter. I don't remember Woolworth, but I do remember that type of cheesecake. Anyway, he says, I loved it. Well, Woolworth closed down years ago, but I found a recipe for the cheesecake today and made it.
Isn't the internet great?
I
I know.
know. It still has to go in the fridge for a few hours, but I can barely wait to dig into this. I would dig into that. Just love something. You know, I want lemon bars. I love a really good tart lemon. All right. And then let's see. Back to a Chinese restaurant today for Peking chicken and fried rice. Yes, please. Salad for dinner,
Oh,
grill.
my God. Oh, my
I know,
God.
right? Salad for dinner, grilled chicken, lettuce. Hope we don't get sick. Tomato, peach, olive, avocado with blue cheese dressing. That is beautiful. You know, that reminds me. My neighbor had some homegrown tomatoes and brought some over. And I cooked some bacon, so we were able to have bacon and tomato sandwiches, but we didn't have the lettuce because you just can't buy lettuce anymore. Yeah.
Oh, you can.
Okay. All right. I had some flour in the pantry that was approaching its expiration date. I didn't want to toss it in the trash because when the garbage truck bins pick up the bin, it might go everywhere in the yard. It happens with paper. I decided to bake pound cakes, not for human consumption, but for the wild raccoons that visit our yard every night. They smell,
Oh.
I know, right? They smell good, but didn't rise the way that I would expected. I think it's the flour. The raccoons will hopefully enjoy the cakes. I bet they will. I bet they'll write you a good Yelp review and keep coming back. All right, couldn't sleep, woke up at 2. No sleep after that. Got up and headed to the kitchen. Cut up fruit for snacks. Decided to bake a pan of cookies, but didn't want to have to measure too much stuff. Betty Crocker to the rescue. These are fudge cookies with caramel chips. They smell good. Too hot to try now. Oh, please. That's one of the best things is doing the whole, oh my God, it's so hot. I need milk. And finally, bought Chinese food, mixed vegetables, beef, chicken, and shrimp in a brown sauce. Good, not remarkable, filling.
Yeah, we went to the number one Chinese buffet in town. Well, it's called number one Chinese buffet. It's not number one. So, but it was, I thought, I'm off the Chinese food and now I'm back on.
Oh yeah,
Yeah,
I
I'm
think
sorry.
after seeing these photos, yeah. Oh gosh, I was gonna mention something, but it's not coming to me. Something I
Chinese food related?
cooked recently, I had recently, something. I don't know, not Chinese food related, but maybe cookie related. I don't know.
Oh, it's probably if you got up at 2 o'clock, you wouldn't be making cookies.
No, although I mean, I guess it could, but no. Oh gosh, it's on the tip of my tongue, but I'm not gonna belabor the point. All right, well, see what's in your lunchbox at Chinese at I got Chinese food on the brain. At facebook.com/chubsgonewild. Of course, you can always email us things for the show at chubsgonewild@gmail.com. Find my books and other projects over at justkisstheguy.com. And you can always.
Check us out on YouTube. If you do, leave a little something. Let us know who it is. Leave a like. You can always subscribe. And while you're at it, you can check out some of those people that I was talking about earlier. If you're into theater or you're into hot guys hanging out on a farm, either
Even
or.
good, yeah.
But yeah, definitely do that.
Do you watch Renovation Husbands?
I know. Wait, is that on HGTV?
I keep seeing it on Reels, but I think no, but I think it's actually it's on YouTube. It's these just this gay couple, and one of them likes to be shirtless a lot, but one of them's like really, really good at all the renovation and carpentry and stuff like that, and the other basically is good at filming them.
Oh, you know, that
That
if whatever works.
would be my role. I'm like,
Right.
I'll document it, honey. But yeah, very cool. All right. Thank you. We love you. We'll catch you next time. Bye.
Bye.
This has been a For Fuck's Sake production.